This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
When I was a Marine in boot camp, we spent lots of time on the drill field. It was column left, column right, and to the rear march for hours at a time. Now, the purpose of all that was more than learning some new footwork. We were being trained to respond immediately to commands. The whole point of a drill field is preparation for combat, where there is no time to discuss commands with your leaders and argue about whether or not to obey. In today's passage, we find a marvelous example of instant obedience. When Esther understood what she had to do, she did it. We last saw her in tears, in prayer, fasting, humiliation, and supplication before God. Now we find her in action, taking bold steps to save her people. Ezra chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace in front of the king's hall." Here is a lesson. When the will of God is made known, don't mess around, because delay can cause doubts. The more we stand around halting between two courses of action, the more difficult it is to do the right thing. I was watching a basketball game whose outcome depended on a free throw. And just before the free throw, the coach of the opposing team called timeout. One of the commentators explained the action by saying, "The coach of the opposing team wants the player who is shooting that free throw to think about it. And the longer he thinks about it, the more the pressure of the situation builds up in his mind. And the more pressure, the more likely he is to miss the shot and lose the game." In Esther's case, it was a very wise thing for her to take immediate action and not sit around in her chambers thinking of all the pros and cons and all the possible consequences. I know of a man who was called to go and preach the gospel to an evangelistic meeting on a college campus. Now, he had not done anything like that for some years, and it terrified him. Day after day, he thought about all the things that could go wrong. When the time came for him to go to that speaking engagement, he became physically ill, and somebody else had to go and take his place. Christian, do you have a decision to make? As soon as the Lord reveals His will in the matter, get on with it, with all dispatch and with great enthusiasm. Don't delay and give Satan time to sow the seeds of doubt. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and offer insights on living a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.